Over the last 20 years, the U.S. economy might have gained up to $16 trillion if the racial wealth gap didn't exist. But it does, and it needs to end. With Action for Racial Equity, Citi is working to provide greater access to banking and credit in communities of color, increase investment in Black-owned businesses, and expand home ownership among Black Americans. Because closing the racial wealth gap creates a better, more prosperous future for everyone. Learn more about Citi's Action for Racial Equity at citi.com/racial equity.
Hey, what's up? It's your man, Carlos Miller.
It's boy, Chico Bean.
Hey, and we are up the 85 South Show.
Man, we got some of the best guests, bro. We had 2 Chainz. Jay Prince came.
Yep.
Everybody came.
Everybody came.
You got to catch up on all the episodes that you missed, like Fabo, Killer Mike.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes?
Yeah, he bust a couple rhymes.
iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find the 85 South Show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Girl of Suhiri, and this is Love Suhiri. Talks of Rock here on Revolver Podcast. Hey, Thanksgiving just passed, so happy late Thanksgiving, everyone. I didn't record a podcast last week because my mom was actually here visiting from Charlotte, and I wanted to spend as much time with my mom as possible. She drives me a little nuts because mothers, and I'm sure I'm going to drive Evan a little nuts and my future babies a little nuts, but I still want to spend time with her. That's parenthood. That's parenthood. I had a great Thanksgiving. It was very low-key. Often, my family got together, and it was this big to-do, lots of drinking, a merengue dance-offs, like partying till 4 o'clock in the morning. Things have changed. Things have changed, and I think a lot of the reason why it's changed is because adulting. Everyone has moved away. My sister lives in Charlotte. I talked about it before. My brother lives in Jersey. Everyone's just kind of scattered, and that's just the way it happens a lot of the times when you're born and raised in the United States. And you have a family that's expansive. And also, Dave's family is a small family. They don't have a lot of aunts and uncles and cousins that they stay in contact with, really. So it was just me, Dave, Evan, my baby Evan, his first Thanksgiving as a toddler. Last year, he didn't remember it. We went to Virginia. But his first Thanksgiving as a toddler in his grandparents' house, my future in-laws' house, and my mom. And actually, you know, it is about the people that you spend the holidays with. I feel like I remember, again, having such an amazing time and laughing and drinking and hanging out with my family, and it was so much fun. But I had an amazing Thanksgiving, even if it was so different from what I've basically been used to my entire life. So I'm just really grateful for that. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for food. I'm grateful for my extended family, my new family, my in-laws, my future in-laws are really great. And I'm so happy that my mom came to visit. I really miss her having around, even though, again, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for her to leave. She's so annoying. But you don't know what you have until you don't have it anymore, right? And on that note, I actually wanted to talk a little bit about that, about how oftentimes we think we want something so bad and then we get it and it's like, wah, 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 especially in relationships. I think that a lot of us have this idea of the partner that we have, or the partner that we want. And then we get it, and we get exactly who we've been praying for. And it's like, huh, maybe this isn't really what I needed. And I talk about need versus desire a lot with coaching clients. There's a difference between what you want and what you desire and what you really need. And that's one of the questions that I always ask people that I coach or people that ask me for advice, like, when they're looking for a partner and they're looking for their match, I ask them, what are the qualities that you want in a partner? Okay, now give me a list of what are the qualities that you need in a partner. And what's the difference? What you want in a partner might not be what you need. So what you want could be a guy or a woman who is super successful financially and has all this money. But then what you need is someone who's always home and who gives you that security and stability and that quality time. Like maybe quality time is your love language, for example. And I've talked about love languages in the past, and I'm actually going to talk a little bit more extensively about love languages next week, next week's podcast with Krista Pornell, or maybe it's the one after. I don't remember. Everything's a blur, but a podcast is coming soon where I'm going to dish a little bit about love languages with Krista Pornell, who is a lifestyle expert and who knows a lot about love languages as well. and loves, you know, Gary Chapman, who wrote the book, The Five Love Languages. And he actually has another book that we're going to talk about in that podcast. But if your love language is quality time, which means that you need someone to constantly be there, and for you, being with someone and physically being present with someone is how you feel loved. But then you want someone who is going to be super successful and make that six figures and have that mansion. What you want isn't going to help you with what you need, because if you want that type of man or that type of woman, what you need is quality time. And how are you going to make that big bucks? How is he going to make those big bucks? The way that you're going to make that money is by working and not being present and not being as present in your relationship. So that person that you want to make that money isn't going to give you what you need, which is the quality time. And I'm realizing that more and more about wanting something but not necessarily needing it, and letting go of the things that I've always desired in a relationship versus what I need in a relationship. And I've always wanted and desired a man, for example, who was super social and wanted to go out all the time with me, because I'm a very social person. I always envisioned myself when I was like 21, I was like, oh, I'm going to be like 30 something, almost 40. And me and my partner are going to hang out and go clubbing, and we're going to dance because I love to dance. And we're going to just be like these social butterflies, and we're going to hang out with friends all the time. And that was my idea of like a great relationship. And that's what I wanted. And then Dave, who's a very social person who likes to hang out, he doesn't like to go clubbing, but he likes going salsa dancing. He takes salsa classes, and he's a very social person, has tons of friends. What happened is, as someone who's very social and has tons of friends, he likes to have a lot of independent time. And again, my love language is quality time. So what I needed doesn't align with what I wanted. And that has had to shift. So I did get the person that I wanted, which was someone who's very social and someone who likes to go out. Luckily, he doesn't drink. He doesn't party to that extent. But it was a conflict between within myself and in my relationship, because I really thought it was something that I could deal with. But then I realized, oh my God, this doesn't really align with the things that I need in a relationship and how I need to feel loved. So think about that. It's just something that I just want to talk about really quick. Think about that and what you want and what you think that you want. What is that list? What's on that list? Does it really align with the needs? And the needs are more important, because the needs are, that's what's going to make you happy. The needs is what's going to be clear in your relationship, like the needs that your partner is going to have to meet. But if your partner can't meet those needs because what you wanted was opposite of their nature, and they can't meet those needs for you, that's when you're in trouble. So Dave and I have compromised a lot on the whole him going out and partying. He likes to have an independent life. I'm all about astrology. I'm woo like that. So he's an Aquarius, typical Aquarius, very social, has tons of friends. And he's a very social person. I'm a very social person as an Aries, but it's a different type of social, because I like to be social with my partner. I like to be social with my family. So even in the things that I envisioned my wanting, I wasn't clear. So when you're manifesting, and I talk about manifesting love a lot on lovesuhaiti.com, go check it out. Also follow me on social media at lovesuhaiti. When I talk about manifesting things and manifesting love, you have to be really specific about things that you want. Because I remember writing a letter to my future husband when I was single and I lived in Los Angeles. I think I was like, it was 2013. So that was 4 years ago. I was 30. I'm 39. Doing the math. I'm bad at math. I was 30. Oh my God. Help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Help me. I was 36. No, 35. I can't do math. I tell you, I was 35 when I was living in Los Angeles and I was newly single. And I wrote a letter to my future partner because I heard and I had read that was one way to manifest love. So I wrote it in present tense, like I was with this person. I talked about all the things that I was grateful for, all the things that I needed, all the things that I wanted. And one of the things that I wrote was that I wanted a man that was social, who liked to go salsa dancing. Da 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 da. Dave is somebody who's social, who loves to go salsa dancing. What I wasn't specific on in that letter is what that looks like when it's manifested. Is it going to be a man who's going to like to be out and about and go salsa dancing just alone or with his friends? Or is it going to be a man who's going to want to go dancing and take me with him and make him me a part of his life? So one of the things that me and Dave had an issue with in the beginning of our relationship was that, again, as someone who loves quality time, and that's one of my love languages, one of my primary love languages, because you can have more than one, I didn't specify in that letter that I wanted a man who was going to be social with me as a partner. Dave, as an Aquarius, as the person that he is, he's a very independent person. He's a very individual person. I'm an independent person, but it's different. I need company. I love to be around people. Dave doesn't need that. I always joke that Dave could be on a mountaintop by himself in a retreat for a month and be okay. He doesn't need the company of people, which is really weird to me and strange to me, because as someone who loves to be around people, I can't imagine, I can't fathom being alone for a month. He's okay with it. So again, we have to be specific when we manifest things. When we manifest love, we have to be specific. Even when we manifest things in our career. So right now, my career is booming. I do this podcast, right? So I used to be on SiriusXM. For those who follow me, shout out to y'all. I get so much love from SiriusXM listeners who still think I'm on the radio, because the SiriusXM channel still repeats all my shows, even though I haven't been live in like over a year. I was doing SiriusXM shows and I wasn't even pregnant. And now I have a 17-month-old. So that's how long it's been since I've been on SiriusXM. And I still get people like, I love your show. I listen to it every day. Listeners, don't listen to SiriusXM. I always email them personally. Hey, I have a podcast on Revolver. You can watch it on, you know, listen to it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all these amazing places. iHeartRadio, you know, I have this amazing opportunity to be in all these, on all these platforms. But aside from being a host, I also have a business, and I'm building this business, right? As a digital marketer and website developer, and also a content manager. And I do consulting for people who want to start blogs. I do consulting for people who are trying to start websites. I create websites. I consult and do digital marketing with social media and content management. I do a lot. Plus, I'm basically doing this from home while raising my child. And I have help part-time, but it's a lot of work, right? It's a lot of work. When I was manifesting having this career and having this business, which I'm so lucky that it's been great this year, it, you know, started off slow because of my pregnancy and having the baby, and I had to take time off, and then I got sick, as I've talked about before. But like the last couple of months, it's been insane, all the work that I've had, so much that like I feel overwhelmed sometimes. Like, how am I going to do all this and take care of a baby? And I manifested, like, I want more work, I want more money. But again, when you're making more money, you usually have more work, even if you have less clients. Like at one point, I want to be in a position where I'm taking less clients and not have 3 or 4 or 5, because then that becomes more overwhelming. But if I have 1 or 2 clients that are paying me really well, the expectation is really high, and it's a little scary. Sometimes I wonder if I should just go back to working full time for someone else, because there's that expectation to do well, but the weight of the expectation isn't as heavy because it's not your name and it's not your brand and it's not your business and it's not like my work directly affects my livelihood. If I don't do well, a contract goes kaput and that's less money. So I'm actually trying to figure out in 2018 what path, where I'm going. 2018, there's a lot of things. It's right around the corner, people. It's November 30th and we don't have much time. I think it's November 30th. No, it's November 20th. God, what day is it? November 27th. Because it's Monday. I don't even know what day it is half the time. But yeah, 2018 is right around the corner, and I have to do some manifesting on myself. I used to do a manifest workshop, and a lot of people have asked me why I stopped. And again, I'm learning how to say no a little bit more. And I think women in general overall have a really hard time saying no to things. And that's one of the things that I'm practicing in 2018. How am I going to say no? No to people asking me to hang out. No to feeling obligated to do certain things. No to even the type of mother that people expect me to be. Mother, shout out to moms, working moms, single moms. I don't know how you do it. Single moms that are listening. It is so much work to be a mother and be a mother that works, right? And a lot of women that I know have to work. You don't have the luxury unless you have a man who's making all this money. But even again, if you have a man that's making all this money, a lot of the time you don't see him. So your relationship suffers, even though you have a house that's decked out and you have nannies and you have help. You really don't spend time with your partner. And for some women, they don't care. They'd rather have the money. But I'm someone that needs to spend time with my partner. So 2018, think about the things that you want. Think about the things that you want to manifest. Start now. And I know that in December kicks in and everyone's all really stressed about what to do in 2018 and what they want and how to literally change their life in 30 days. I'm not going to do that this year, because every year I put myself on like go mode. December's grind mode, button press. And I'm like, I stress myself out and I overwork myself in December because I want to set myself up in January in 30 days. All of a sudden, all the shit that I didn't do in 2017 and all the months past of that year, I want to like make up for it in 30 days. So then the new year, I feel like I've accomplished something. And what I've learned about accomplishment and success is that in relationships or in business, just because sometimes something doesn't last doesn't mean that you're not successful. And I have had to learn that, because after every breakup, I felt like a failure. After every job that I lost or job that didn't work out on air or off the air, in business, whatever it is, I felt like such a failure. But that doesn't mean that I'm a failure. It just means that that one thing, that relationship or that gig, it didn't work out because it wasn't supposed to be long term. And I'm still trying to grasp that, because I think we all have expectations of where we want to be in our lives. I'm 39 going on 40, and 2018, I'm going to be 40 in April, and it's scary. Anyone out there who's 40, isn't it scary? Or who's going to be older? When we're younger, we have this ideal again of like the type of life we're going to live. And at 39 going on 40, I really, when I was in LA, I really thought that I was going to stay in LA and I was going to potentially marry the guy that I was with, even though I wasn't in love with him, but he was just safe. And I thought that I was going to like hit the jackpot and be on a reality show. And I came back to New York and was on Married at First Sight, like the casting special, and then turned it down because I wasn't sure if I could marry someone that I didn't know, and I decided not to do it. But I do wonder, it's funny enough, today, Jessica Castro, who's been on the show before, she was on Married at First Sight, the season that I was on, the first season, and then she finally did it. She got matched the second season. She did it again. It was matched the second season. I saw actually online on her Instagram that she's going to be a host of a show called The Heat Index. And funny enough, I was going to apply, got the casting call. I was going to apply for that casting call to try to be a host for the show that this famous guy, this famous like millennial is hosting. And I believe it's going to be online. And she actually got the gig. And congratulations to Jessica for getting the gig. But I'm not going to lie, I was a little tingy bit jealous, because I wondered, and this is what could have, should have, would have does to you. I wondered what my life would have been if I would have said yes to Married at First Sight. I had the casting special. What would have been? I might not have met Dave, because I said no to Married at First Sight, right? And if I would have said yes, and I would have been matched, and I would have gotten married, and I would have done the show, yeah, I would have gotten like all these followers, my 15 minutes of fame. And I know me, I would have extended that 15 minutes. Like Jessica Castro, she's extending her 15 minutes of fame. She's getting gigs. She got a publicist. So kudos to her for taking an experience on reality television and making it into a career that she wants, because she obviously wants to be a host and do TV. Most people that do reality shows do want that. And if they say no, they're lying. you don't marry someone at first sight just because you want to get married. Oftentimes, yeah, maybe that's one of the reasons, but you definitely want to be on television and want to have a career on television. So if I would have said yes to that, maybe I would have been matched, but maybe I wouldn't have not met Dave. I met Dave, and me and Dave got together a month after I filmed Married at First Sight, and I turned it down. A month. And then everything just, it was a whirlwind romance, and I probably wouldn't have had Evan. And maybe if I would have, it would have been at a different time. But I think about the flip side, you know, and if I would have stayed in LA, would I have continued on FM radio? What if I would have, you know, not have gone to grad school in New Jersey and gone to grad school here in the city? But we can't live in the past like that. And I think about these things, and I'm talking out loud and thinking about these things out loud here on the podcast, because I think that everyone can relate to, at the end of the year, kind of dwelling on what they could have done better in the relationship, if you're single, as someone who's single, and in their life with their careers and their jobs and missed opportunities. And I love the movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow, because it's like, who doesn't want to see the flip side of their decision? Like, if I would have said yes to Married at First Sight and I would have been matched, what would my life have been like? Where would I be now? Would I be like Jessica Castro and be on The Heat Index? I should have applied, and I didn't apply. I didn't apply because I'm trying not to overwhelm myself with all these responsibilities. And I'm adulting, people. I'm trying to really focus on my business. And yes, I still want to do television, and I actually have something coming up in January or maybe March. I'm not sure yet. They haven't told me the exact date, but I am going to be on a TV show. For two episodes, I believe they told me, next year, which is super exciting. And I filmed a couple of weeks ago and it was super awesome and a long, long day, but super awesome. It gave me a taste of what filming a reality television show is like. It's a lot of work, people. I actually now give props and understand the Kardashians when they say that they work, because you do a lot of sitting around and it's a lot of your time, a lot of retakes, and it's a lot. I was exhausted by the time I came home and I just shot one day, but that's coming up next year. And I just kind of have to stop thinking about the past. We have to stop thinking about the past. And I decided to say no to that opportunity of to casting that opportunity where the one that Jessica Castro was a part of now, because I didn't want to take on as much. And I'm trying to be an adult and I'm trying to be a responsible person and not chase potentials for hosting and TV. I'm kind of letting it come to me because, yeah, I believe que lo que está para ti está para ti. You know, like Dominicans say, like Spanish people say, lo que está para mí está para mí. So if that opportunity was for me, then it would have landed on my lap. If Married at First Sight was for me, it would have landed on my lap. Yes, I said no to it, but I'm assuming that God aligned me and put me in the position that I'm in and opened the path, a different path for me, because this is the path that God wants me to have. Not everybody believes that. I still wish that I could have like a split screen of what my life would be like if I would say yes to things or no to things and kind of how that pans out. So listen, I want to talk about 2018 a little bit more with you all and talk about a couple of studies that I have. But please follow me on social media at Love Sue Haiti. I'm curious, how are you going to spend your 2018? What did you learn on Thanksgiving? And yeah, what are you going to do in December? It's only a couple days away. How are you going to have the best December and a December that's not stressful for you in your relationship and personally, also and professionally? Now, completely on the flip side, I wanted to talk about the study that I found really interesting about pets that talking about that sliding door effect. 9% of Americans prefer pets over their boyfriends. So it's only 9%, but I found it really interesting that 84% of Americans with boyfriends plan to celebrate National Boyfriend Day and also love their pets enough that they rather spend their time on their pets. So it's just really funny to me how people are so obsessed with pets, because I'm not a dog person. So sliding door, like imagine being someone who rather be with their pet over their boyfriend. Like what would your life look like? And actually, I know some people who are so obsessed with their pets that they spend less time on their relationship and catering to the pet. But if you think about it, a lot of it is like having a kid. So people having a pet is like having a kid, right? And a lot of people do this, right? When you're in a relationship and you're married or whether you're engaged or just living with a partner and you have a kid, there's a lot of women who invest so much time in their child and being a mom that they forget about their man or their woman if you go that way. So I found that really interesting. I also find it really interesting that women will also date single dads. Like it turns out I was somebody who wasn't appealed. Like I didn't, not appealed. What am I talking about? What's that word? I was someone who never was attracted to men with single, with kids, right? I actually always advise women not to date men with kids, unless obviously you're a certain age. But if you're young and you're in your 20s, leave the men with kids alone. Yes, there are exceptions to the rule. Mind my stuttering. I'm having a hard time processing my thoughts right now. Real life, people, real life. There are exceptions to the rule. There's some women who find a man and the man has kids and it's an amazing thing and he's a great dad and they don't have any baby mama drama. And some women decide to sacrifice that because the man's so amazing. And I do know two women specifically, two of my friends who they have found partners, men who they're engaged to. Well, one is married and one is engaged, recently engaged. And they have an amazing relationship, but yeah, there's always something. And those two men have kids and both of them have had baby mama drama and it terribly affects your relationship. It's a strain and it's pressure. But there's a study that says that women really are willing to date a single dads. It's something that, it's not a turnoff anymore. Before at one point it was a turnoff, but the funny thing is that a lot of men with kids, they lie about having kids because they feel like it is a turnoff. So 1 in 3 dads feel the need to lie about having kids. And 63% of single women say they would date someone with children. So single dads, great news for 2018. in December, the next 30 days, how about you work on not lying about your children? Don't lie about your children. Also, left field here. I've been watching the show The Affair, and I'm so late on The Affair. And I thought about it because in this show on Showtime, The Affair, which I think it began a couple of years ago, and I think it ended maybe last year, the year before, and I'm on season two. I think it's only three seasons, I think. It's really good. It started off really slow, but on this show, everybody lies. Everyone's a fucking liar. And I'm watching the show and I'm so mad. Like, I can't stop watching it because it's like compelling. It's slow, but it's compelling. And all the lying and the twists and the turns of just all these people's lives. It's so interesting to see. It's interesting to see how an affair affects everyone involved. And I think that one of the things with movies specifically about cheating, you don't see every person and how it's affected. You don't see, excuse me, I just burped. And I ain't gonna edit that out, people. Real life. That's how I'm gonna live 2018. Flawless or flawed, but still feeling like it's okay to be flawed because being flawed means being flawless. Does that make any sense? It's like your flaws make you flawless because it's part of who you are. So yes, that's how I'm living 2018. So The Affair, if you haven't checked out the show, check it out. I'm literally binge watching it, and I'm gonna be really sad when it's over, but I can't stop watching it because there's always a little something that happens at the end of each episode where I'm like, oh, now I want to know what happens next. And it just pisses me off, though. The show pisses me off because everybody lies. So people in 2018, whether you're a single dad, whether you are a woman or a man who doesn't know what they want or knows what they want, but the needs aren't aligned and you're not being honest with yourself about that and what you're putting out, whether you're someone who is living in the woulda, shoulda, coulda, and you're lying to yourself about regrets and lying to yourself about how you wish your life was different, whether you're someone who can't say no and is always catering to other people and not putting yourself first, and you're lying to yourself about your happiness and living that way, how about we stop lying? Let's work on not lying to ourselves in December. We have 30 some odd days till 2018. Let's work on being honest, being authentic, and living our best lives, even if it's flawed, even if we have mistakes, which we will have mistakes, which it will be flawed, even if it's not exactly how we envision our life to be. Let's just make the best of it because we only have one life. And for that, I am grateful. All right. Thank you for joining me today on Love Sweetie Talks to Raw here on Revolver Podcast. I'm sorry. I'm not actually going to apologize because that's something I'm working on in 2018, not apologizing. This show was jungled and my thoughts were everywhere, but it's okay. It's okay for things not to be perfect and for things not to feel just. Oh. All right, follow me on social media at LoveSweetie and check out LoveSweetie.com, the website for Latinas on all things love. And that's it for me. So thanks again for joining me and stay tuned for the next show next Monday here on Revolver Podcast.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And GEICO saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.